Chapter 3, Leave It to Otis. Soap, water, and lots of paper towels removed much of the mud from Ellen. I'm beginning to look cleaner, she said. But what shall I do about this awful tear in my skirt and this beet juice? It won't wash off. Austin thought a while. I know, she said. You keep on scrubbing. I'll be back in a minute. She returned with a roll of scotch tape that she always kept in her pencil box and her extra sweater. Quickly, she tore off pieces of tape and stuck Ellen's dress together. There, that ought to hold if you don't move around too much. Mother always says just about anything can be mended with scotch tape or a hairpin. Austin gave Ellen's skirt a final pat. Now put on my sweater and button it all the way down the front. Ellen's fingers were so cold she could hardly push the buttons through the holes. Your sweater is awfully big on me, she said, thinking how lucky she was to have Austin for her best friend. And they really were best friends now. Austin had said so herself. That's better, said Austin. You stand by the radiator for a while and dry off some more. I guess I am pretty wet, said Ellen. How do I look? She asked anxiously. Austin studied her critically. Well, you don't look as good as you did when you started for school, but at least your collar is pretty clean, and my sweater is so long on you it covers up a lot of the beet juice. You look better than you did a little while ago. You don't think Miss Joyce will send me home, do you? Ellen tried to smooth some of the wrinkles out of her skirt. Otis said she would. I don't think so, said Austin. When you sit at your desk, the dirt will hardly show at all. Don't pay any attention to that old Otis Spofford.